Indeed. Stay tuned for that towards the end of the show. Freedom Works. We are sponsored by Andrew's Master Barbershop. Guys, for the best haircut in Tampa Bay, and especially for Easter, how about getting over to Andrew's? You got today and tomorrow to get over there and look really spiffy. He's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call first for your appointment, man, 727-733-3773. And Arbor Life Tree Service, whether it's tree enhancement, tree removal, pruning, stump grinding, if it has anything to do with the tree, let me tell you, because I've used them, Arbor Life is Tampa Bay's premier tree service. Call them today for a free estimate, 727-330-1999. So, last night, President Trump hinted that there's a potential end in sight for the back and forth tariff hikes between the United States and China, as well as a deal on the horizon for the fate of TikTok. Now, he was speaking with reporters over at the White House. He said officials believed to be representing the Chinese leader Xi had sought out the Trump administration to start talking. Now, Trump also said he's reluctant to continue ratcheting up any more tariffs on China because it's going to do nothing at this point but slow down any kind of a trade deal. In fact, Trump even suggested that he might be open to lowering the tariffs. He said, at a certain point, I don't want them to go higher because at a certain point you may make it where people don't buy. He said, so I may not want to go higher, or I may not want to even go up to that level. He said, I may want to go less. So, of course, there's Donald. Never quite sure where the bouncing ball will go, right? In the meantime, he said that China's been calling a lot. A lot, ever since he nearly tripled the tariffs. During this gaggle with reporters, after signing an executive order that's related, by the way, to deregulating the seafood industry, he said they've reached out a number of times, meaning China. When asked how frequently, he said a lot. I don't know. I think it's wishful thinking. Sometimes I think that. In the meantime, he said that there is a 100% chance that the United States and the European Union will strike a deal, a trade deal. Now, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni was at the White House, and he had nothing but praise for her. Comes on the heels of what they see as a possible get-together between the European Union and talks and a possible trade deal with them that could go into effect in June. But Trump said even before then, he thinks that the United States and the EU would lock down a deal. When Giorgio, the Italian prime minister, was asked whether she viewed America as a reliable trading partner, she said she would not be over here at the White House unless there was that reliability. She also said she was optimistic about securing a trade deal with the United States and said she came over and her goal was to invite Trump to meet in Italy on behalf of both Italy and Europe to advance those talks. And I think Trump is more than willing to do that. So I guess I'm afraid to look at the stock market.
But I can guarantee you the stock market will not lose or gain today.
Oh, is it closed?
Yes.
Thank you, Ed. I didn't know that. Well, I'm glad they're closing it on Good Friday. You know, speaking of the holiday, Easter, do you get the feeling, Ed, that it's not quite the holiday that it used to be?
To a point.
I mean, I think it is not.
You know,
the holiday Maybe it's because I'm getting older.
I was just going to say, as we get older,
we're not as into it. Maybe we are more in the religious sense in some cases.
Yeah,
but less in the let's get together and have a great time.
We
sense.
View these kinds of holidays different. Like I had a discussion with one show yesterday, and they were talking about coloring eggs. I said the last thing I remember about coloring eggs was that vinegar smell.
Mm.
You know, what was it? Paws.
You're right.
Or something like that. I don't even know if they still use that.
I don't know that they do.
They
but
do.
I remember
actually,
you could buy the packets
do.
For coloring
Easter
eggs.
But there's so
eggs.
Many effects you can put on the egg to make it look cracked and stuff. You know, I wasn't a real fan of hiding eggs, and I took care of it one year.
Oh, you
My
did.
Parents hid the eggs. And I got up before everybody else and took a few.
And did you watch where your parents were hiding
them.
The
Oh. And they forgot to write down where they were.
Okay.
So they spent the rest of the day looking for them.
Looking for the eggs.
Yes.
My dad used to hide the eggs, but he would hide them in plain sight.
Yeah.
He wouldn't, no stinking, you know, go into my coat pocket in the closet. He'd have them on top of the open door, on the top of the door where you could see it. And,
well, it was like behind a fish tank.
Well, yeah, that was fair game.
I think one year it was behind the TV. You remember them old tube TVs?
I sure do.
They heated up. Boy, that sucked. That hard-boiled egg really got cooked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
the ones I'm talking about were the candy eggs.
Oh, no, no. We had
you remember those?
You had to color the real eggs.
We didn't do that in our house. Dad went out and bought several bags of candy eggs.
That's what I mean. It was vinegar smell.
It was the vinegar smell. Yes, indeed. I can understand. All right. Let's take our break. When we come back, Roger Friedman, who is a political author, he's a critic, he's going to join us. We're going to talk about Donald Trump's first 100 days in office.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You know, there's an old saying that a family-run business gives you the best product. Well, that's surely the case with Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. Andrew, his daughter, and his grandson specialize in the best men's haircuts in Tampa Bay. And Andrew's been at it for over 50 years. So give them a try. They're located in the Overcash Plaza just north of 580 Main Street in Dunedin. Call first for your appointment, men. 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
It's a new year, and for many property owners, time to assess the health and vitality of their shrubs and trees. ArborLife Tree Service can give all of your trees a health check and, where needed, a pruning and trimming to make sure they not only remain vibrant, but won't pose a danger during any of Tampa Bay's upcoming storms. Why not call ArborLife today for a free estimate? 727-330-1999. That's 727-330-1999. ArborLife Tree Service. They really will go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back. Good Friday. It's Freedom Works. We thank you so very much for finding some time this Easter weekend to be with us. We're delighted to have back a buddy of ours, Roger Friedman. He is an author. He's a political critic. He's written a great book called Erasing America, Broken Politics, Broken Country, and we've asked Roger to come on this morning to talk about, in his return to the White House, Donald Trump's first 100 days and how he's been doing. Roger, welcome back.
Thanks, Paul. I'm glad to be here. How are you doing?
We're doing good. We're doing very, very good. Thank you, my friend. And I just wanted to get the opinion of a very conservative, no-nonsense kind of a guy about how he feels Donald Trump is handling the job the second time around. What say you, my friend Roger?
Well, you know, if you look at the media, you hear that there's a constitutional crisis every single day of the week. And the crisis is that the judicial system is trying to outlaw all of the positive things that the president is doing. So, you know, when I take a look at his first 50, 60, 70 days, because it hasn't been 100 days quite yet.
That's true.
And what I see is, number one, he closed the border, and illegal entries are down somewhere around 95%. And what's interesting is he did that without congressional action, and Biden insisted he couldn't do anything without congressional action. Now, someone is lying, and I won't say who. Okay?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Number two, you have DOGE, which is doing unprecedented work. So far, I think they have found 150 to $170 billion in waste, fraud, and abuse. And, you know, I read a short while ago that the Small Business Administration, which had massive fraud, they were giving five-year-olds loans. You read about that, Paul?
I did. I can't believe that somehow that happened, but it seems like you're right.
Yeah, they prioritized loans to toddlers and people over 120, okay? And what's happening now is they are reducing their workforce to pre-pandemic levels. And if you look at the growth of jobs during the Biden administration, a majority of the growth was in healthcare, which is government-supported, and government work. So what Trump is doing with all these terminations and furloughs and buyouts is he's trying to bring the federal government size back down to where it was pre-pandemic, and I applaud him for that.
Gotcha. How do you feel about his attempt to bring manufacturing back to the United States?
I am all for it. We offshored so much manufacturing over the last 30 years. I read somewhere that 30,000 factories in the U.S. were closed over that three decades, which is a tremendous amount, you know, and it was great for China, Vietnam, Thailand, Singapore, everywhere else where manufacturing could be done for pennies on the dollar, you know, compared to minimum wage here. I am all for onshoring, you know, manufacturing, and I'm gratified to see that all of these companies are stepping up and committing billions and sometimes hundreds of billions of dollars to build manufacturing in this country.
Roger, do you think that because of, and you know, I'll be honest with you, I think every once in a while I cast a glance towards the stock market, and it seems to have been roiled a little bit with everything that seems to be going on.
Right.
Then you had the Powell, the Federal Reserve Chairman, get up and say that there's the possibility of inflation based on the cost of goods and blah, 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 and this and that.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the stock market took a turn south again. Trump got a little bit upset with that. But should we be confident and ride out the storm, as it were, in the stock market because it will lead to better things?
Well, you know, without giving investment advice, which I'm prohibited of doing.
Yes, that's okay.
Let me just give you some things that, you know, I share, you know, with my clients when I talk with them. I say, if I look at the markets, and by that I mean the stock market, however you choose to define that, if I look at it over long periods of time, what I generally find is that in any five-year period, there's one to two severe downturns. Over any 10-year period, two to three severe downturns. So that's already baked into the cake. And any year, you could have a 10% decline at any time for any reason. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you remember back every time that we have something big happen, the markets go down about 20 to 25, maybe even 30%. That's happening now when we have the tariff issues. It happened with COVID when that became worldwide news. It happened when Russia invaded Ukraine. So listeners should remember the markets can go down 20% or more for any reason at any time. And I don't think that's investment advice. I just think that's common sense that people should be aware of. But, you know, you spoke that inflation, you know, might be creeping back. I got to tell you, I've been a financial professional since 1980. Okay, that's a lot of years. And, Paul, I'll tell you, inflation could come back at any time. Meanwhile, wholesale prices of eggs dropped again. They're now 50% lower since when Trump took office.
That's good news.
Hovering around $3 a gallon, lower in some places.
Yeah.
And that is lower than when Biden was in office. And U.S. industrial production is surging. Okay? So, you know, everyone wants their cake and eat it too. They want everything good to happen right now. Guess what? We have a gigantic country with a gigantic financial footprint. And just like taking a oil tanker and trying to get it to turn left or to stop, it takes a bunch of miles to do that. So turning this giant ship we call America from where we were to where Trump wants to take us is not going to take days or weeks. It's going to take months, and it's going to take quarters, and in some time, it's going to take years. But I think that we are all going to be better off for it because Biden was asleep at the switch. I don't know who was running the government, but it appears that Biden wasn't.
Yeah, no question about it. Roger, you make me feel better when you talk about it that way. As one of many people that, you know, has a little bit of retirement money or whatever you want to call it in 401ks, you know, you can't help right. but take a peek. And you think about some of the people that maybe are living a goodly portion of their means through 401ks and the like, and they're a little worried.
Right.
And, you know, it's understandable. We're talking with Roger Friedman. He is the equal opportunity critic, as he calls himself, has a great book, Erasing America, Broken Politics, Broken Country. And he's a conservative Republican, makes no bones about it. Let me ask you this, Roger. With the all the to-do about this one, I guess you could call him a political prisoner at this point, Kilmar.
Oh, you mean the Maryland dad?
Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Here he is enjoying life in a prison in El Salvador, and it seems like every Democrat wants to hop on a plane to go down and shake his hand. What's going on there?
Oh, I think the Democrats are just focusing on the wrong things. You know, here is someone who is basically labeled a terrorist, and they want to bring him back to the U.S., okay? I think that the Democrats, and you know, my dad was a Democrat, for gosh sake, but I think the Democrats have lost their way. The most important things to them now are keeping terrorists in this country, keeping boys on girls' teams, and having, you know, bathrooms, you know, where everyone can change at the same time. I think they've kind of lost their way. But, Paul, I gotta tell you one thing. You were talking about 401ks and how people are despondent over their statements, right?
Yes, I was.
So let me just add one thing to that discussion.
Sure.
You've heard the old saw, buy low, sell high, right?
Yes.
Okay. Buying low is very, very uncomfortable. It makes people nauseous. And when things are low, they don't want to buy. They want to sell and hide under a rock, okay? So, you know, I've been buying low for 40 years, and I get, you know, I get comfortable being uncomfortable. Does that make sense?
It does. It does, because it's, let's put it this way. All of the people that have become successful financially are risk takers, are they not? They're risk takers.
Well,
they've gone out to do things that other people didn't want to do.
Not always risk. But, you know, they make a decision, and then they structure their behavior and make that decision, which was an idea, they make that into a reality. You could call that persistence. You know, you can call it willingness, as Brian Tracy is, you know, very fond of. But it's seeing something through where other people don't.
That's true.
So, for example, Paul, if you want to be wealthy, you know, how many people actually read a book with the word wealth in the title.
Probably not many. Not too
I
many.
I wrote a book called 18 Wealth Rules. Maybe someone will read it and get a great idea.
Yeah. You know, another thing, as long as we're on the topic, you hear all these critics of Donald Trump that say, and he went he filed for bankruptcy about six times. And I'm thinking to myself, you name me a successful entrepreneur, somebody that really did well in whatever, that wasn't failing and, you know, having to try something that didn't work.
Oh, you are exactly right, Paul.
Look at Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison. You know how many times Thomas Edison screwed things up?
Yeah. Thousands and thousands.
And yet some people call him our greatest inventor.
Yeah. People that have been uber successful, if I might use that term.
Yes, you may.
Failed over and over again, but they did not let the failures deter them. They pivoted, as Tony Robbins would say, and they found another way.
There you go. So there's hope for us.
Yes, there is. Now, even for you, Paul.
Oh, my God. If there's hope for me, everybody's got hope.
Yes, there is.
Let me just, in closing, let me ask you. I don't think, even though Donald Trump says, you know, let's bring back manufacturing, and I and we certainly agree with wanting to get America back on its feet with manufacturing. But there are certain industries we ain't ever going to be able to compete with the rest of the world on, for one reason or another. Do you think that Trump goes a little too far, or does he realize that, you know, for instance, maybe we're never going to get the textile industry back the way it used to be here, or some of the things that other countries, let's face it, can do maybe a little bit more efficiently?
You know, that's a great question. I told myself when he won that I would not second guess his decision. But what I can tell you is he created around him a cabinet that has unbelievable financial, economic, and intellectual horsepower. So he has a lot of great people around him, including interior, energy, state, defense, everything else. And I am happy that he has this great mastermind group that they can figure out what to do and what not to do. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I will check back with him every quarter and see how he's doing. But I'm not going to try to micromanage his presidency like the judicial lawfare going on.
Well put, Roger. Hey, I really enjoyed this discussion with you, especially here as we go into Easter weekend. You've given me more optimism and hope. Thank you, my
friend. You're welcome, Paul. Have a great day.
And the same to you, my friend. I look forward to our next chat.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Roger Friedman, the Equal Opportunity Critic. All right, we're going to take our break, and when we come back, a frontrunner has emerged for the job of building much of America's so-called Golden Dome defense project. We are going to tell you who it is.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You know, there's an old saying that a family-run business gives you the best product. Well, that's surely the case with Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. Andrew, his daughter, and his grandson specialize in the best men's haircuts in Tampa Bay, and Andrew's been at it for over 50 years. So give them a try. They're located in the Overcash Plaza just north of 580 Main Street in Dunedin. Call first for your appointment, men, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
It's a new year, and for many property owners, time to assess the health and vitality of their shrubs and trees. ArborLife Tree Service can give all of your trees a health check and, where needed, a pruning and trimming to make sure they not only remain vibrant, but won't pose a danger during any of Tampa Bay's upcoming storms. Why not call ArborLife today for a free estimate? 727-330-1999. That's 727-330-1999. ArborLife Tree Service. They really will go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are are back on the beginning of Easter weekend, Good Friday. Thank you so very much for being with us. And good old Chris Van Hollen, he's a Democratic senator from Delaware, finally got to sit down with that Kilmar Abrego Garcia down in the El Salvador prison. And I don't know what they talked about, but it was a wonderful photo op for Senator Van Hollen. I think we got a couple of other Democrats that want to go down there now and do a photo op, as I understand it. Van Hollen said something like this. He said, "I said my main goal of this trip was to meet with Kilmar. Tonight I had that chance. I've called his wife, Jennifer, to pass along his message of love. I look forward to providing a full update upon my return." What a guy.
Is this guy a national hero?
He's making him out to be.
I mean, this moron Van Winkle, whatever his name is.
Van Hollen.
How many times did he go over to Russia for that poor reporter that was held hostage for how long?
Too busy. No time for that.
None. But, oh, here's a photo. And by the way, the Democrats have shifted their ways now. You remember during the election, they were going after the blacks. Oh, you know, the Republicans, they don't care about you, and Trump hates blacks. Well, the blacks said, you know what? You're a bunch of liars, and you don't do anything for us, so we're with Trump. Now what they've decided to do is, somebody on one of the shows called them the brown people. We're gonna help those. And you got to remember, all these poor people that are being deported and put in jails and stuff. You know what? You can complain or whatever, but it's not only the people, the illegal immigrants that are here causing crime and stuff like that. But let's not forget the ones that are here not causing crime. They're still here illegally. They are still here receiving government help, free food, free housing, whatnot, and our veterans sleeping on the streets. That's what people were pissed off at during the election. And they've done nothing.
The Democrats are going down a dead end on this one. They are not going to get any large-scale sympathy for this guy, because the more we find out about this guy, the more we realize there's a very, very, very high chance that this guy was, in fact, a gang member and got into all kinds of bad things.
And so, I'll tell you what, the American people are going to blow their stack if we pay $1 to help this guy out legally.
Yeah. Hey, we got two guys that we want to talk with, our best brother tag team, Angelo, the eye in the northern sky for us in Rochester, New York, Angelo Ceresi, and the master barber himself, Andrew Ceresi, down here. And guys, first of all, hope you're going to have a great Easter weekend. There's so much going on right now. Angelo, how are you doing? You getting ready for Easter Sunday?
Yes, we are. The weather is turning out nice. Today's going to be in the 70s. Hopefully this weekend will be in the 70s.
Oh, that'll be perfect.
Yeah.
That'll be absolutely perfect. And Andrew, how you doing? Getting in a lot of pre-Easter haircuts this week?
Well, it's like I told you before, this 30 years ago, Easter week was a very busy week in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. Now it's one of the slowest weeks in
the
year.
Is that right? So
yeah, they used to be lined up out the door, mothers with their little kids to get their haircuts because they got a new Easter outfit and they all had to go good for church. Those days are gone, Paul.
You know,
but that's it. And you guys were talking about coloring Easter eggs earlier, right?
Yes.
Well, the kids today don't have to color Easter eggs. They look like an Easter egg. They got green hair, yellow hair, purple hair, and instead of getting a new outfit, they get a new pair of pajamas and a new pair of Crocs.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, it's sad that Easter is not the holiday, and I agree with you, of course, it's not the holiday that it used to be. And even if you didn't celebrate the religious side of it, just the idea of the family and getting together and relatives and maybe the Easter ham or whatever, roast beef, whatever you had, it was a big deal. It was, in many cases, I always thought it was like, when I was a kid, second only to Christmas.
That's how it used to be, Paul, but not anymore.
No.
But anyway.
Anyway.
To get down to business.
Let's get down to business.
I've come to a conclusion.
Yes, sir.
You know who the new Democrat heroes are?
Yes. One of them is
Carmelo Anthony, Luigi Mangione, and Abrego Garcia, man.
They're all on posters. Whether it's a good poster or a bad poster.
Yeah, I mean, but those are their idols right now. Look at that Carmelo. He stabs a 17-year-old white kid. He's got almost $500,000 in the bank. He got out on bail, and his family moved into a big mansion, and he bought a new car.
It's unbelievable. I don't know how they could let him out on bail. First of all, you would think anybody with common sense would say, the guy's a flight risk. He might not show up once he's gone. But apparently, that's one thing. And then the nut that shot that CEO of the healthcare company. Now all these people are swooning over this guy, and he is an absolute, total, weird, strange killer.
Right.
I don't know. I don't understand it, but, it's amazing. I would suspect that back when John Dillinger was running around in the 20s and the early 30s, I'll bet there were lots of people that looked at him as Robin Hood.
Yeah, I guess.
So I think that goes on. Even Bonnie and Clyde, right? They became folk heroes. This guy's turning into a folk hero. How you turn into a folk hero by sneaking up on somebody in the middle of a downtown area and shooting him in the back?
Years ago, they would have hung you for that.
Of course.
Days, buddy.
And by the way, he does have the death penalty on a federal level hanging over him.
So, you need Matt Dillon.
So, Angelo.
Yes, sir.
I want to get you back into the discussion. Donald Trump was saying some positive things about the possibility that we will see the end of this standoff with China. May come as early as later this month, may come in May, according to Trump. He said that China, in general, has been seeking out the White House to try to talk Turkey, if I can use that, or should we say try to talk Easter Bunny?
Yep, I guess China, wants to work with us now, Because, they're going to be hurt by the terrorists, just like anybody else. All Trump's trying to do is get a fair, reciprocal trade act with China. And I think, maybe they're crying wolf. Who knows? I don't know. But we'll just have to wait and see. I think, Trump knows what he's doing. We just got to have a little faith in him. People voted for him and want to change. And you got the media and the Democrats trying to make it look that everything's, this is the end of the world,
Mm-hmm.
And with them going against the president and everything that he's trying to do, it's just, it's hampering hampering him to do his job. That's all he's doing.
So
that's all they're trying to do.
You don't think that there's a little bit of smoke blowing by Trump?
No. Mm-mm. I think he's trying to, say that. Why would he want to lie about that, You're talking
well,
about...
Well, I'm not suggesting a lie, I'm suggesting a little bit of an exaggeration about how close... they might be to formulating a deal with China. It always seems to me that if there's any possibility of something going Trump's way, he's going to talk about it, right?
Right. That's how he is.
He's just that way.
Right.
And sometimes...
Paul...
Yeah, go ahead, Andrew. Yes, sir.
Let me tell you, Paul, if the Chinese know that we're their mass consumers, buddy...
That's right.
Let me tell you something. Their economy will fall quicker than ours.
That's true, too.
Situation. Okay? I don't think there's any question about it. So here's another thing. Notice we haven't heard nothing about Elon Musk in the last week and a half. Huh?
We're going to be talking about Elon Musk. I've got a story about him. I've been keeping it under wraps, but yes, there's not been much about it. What does that mean to you?
Well, it means he's in the background and he's just doing what he's got to do without telling people what's going on now.
Mm-hmm. You're talking
That's
about
what I think.
With Doge and other things, or what?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what about yesterday? Another nutcase in Florida State, huh?
Yes, I didn't. We don't normally get into things like crime if it's not connected politically. But this is let's be honest, there's been some ongoing situations that's on campuses, and now two people are dead. Where was that? Florida State University?
Florida State, that's right.
That's terrible. Two people and six injured. They got the guy. I don't know any. Do you know anything further about the suspect?
Nothing yet. Nothing yet.
What does it tell you? Maybe Ed, you want to have a thought on it. But what?
Yeah, he is the suspect who's in custody is the stepson of a former deputy sheriff. In what capacity? I don't know if it was actual duty or whatever. And he used her gun.
Oh, it was a woman that was a former deputy sheriff.
Yes, yes. It was
and he took
stepmother.
Her gun.
Yes.
Wow. That's another, that's sad. They've got the guy in custody, kid.
Didn't say if he was a student or not.
Okay.
But I think the stepmother was in administration there or something, maybe? Yeah. Something along those lines.
So, Andrew, you know the Democrats going to talk about gun control again after this, right?
They're going to talk about it the rest of their life.
Right. And when these things pop up, and the thought about so-called gun prevention or gun rights, it's usually just talk, and then it goes away, right? Until the next incident happens somewhere, and then we bring it up again, right? It's just sort of vicious circle, right?
Not here in
New
York State,
buddy.
Go ahead, Angelo. Not in New York State. Go ahead.
Not in New York State. Our illustrious queen governor here, she's signing legislation that if you purchase a firearm or ammunition with a credit card, they're going to track it. She wants them to track it with a different code so this way they know that you're purchasing firearms and ammunition and all this other stuff. She's going into more, making it more harder to have a firearm in New York State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the Supreme Court upheld her Gun Safety Act that you know, so hard to even carry a gun out of your house, you know?
In New York.
In New York State.
You're talking about the state Supreme Court.
No.
You're talking about the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Got their back and they backed her up with her legislation, how they come about it, you know?
Yeah.
So New York State really is infringing on our Second Amendment rights. You know?
Yes. I mean, I certainly understand it. I've never been one, you know, I've always been one to have states' rights. Because at least if a state is doing something you disapprove of, and really disapprove of, whether it's gun rights or abortion or, you know, rather than having the federal issue some sort of blanket decree, other than when you have, you know, the Bill of Rights, which allows people to own a gun, but certain restrictions in certain states, at least you can say, all right, maybe I'll go to another state because I don't agree with New York. Maybe I'll go to Florida. Maybe I'll go to Missouri or somewhere, you know, and I'll live there because I have more rights or something. At least you have a choice, right?
Yeah, but you know, that choice, in a sense, you know, to want to move to another state because of being infringed on your Second Amendment rights, that doesn't hold water. You know, the thing is, the Constitution says that you may have a firearm.
Yeah, but what if your neighbor rolled a tank into his driveway?
Yeah, but we're not talking.
No, seriously. If he rolled a tank into his driveway, would you feel a little bit worried?
Well,
yeah,
yeah.
No, I feel protected.
All I'm trying to do is exaggerate a point that perhaps there shouldn't be, quote, unlimited access to weaponry.
No, there should. Okay. They should have some limitations.
So therefore, once you start down the road of a limitation, that's where the road to hell can all of a sudden be in sight. That's all I'm saying.
You know, Paul, before we got to go, I got one question for
real
you
quick.
Ahead.
Sure.
Do you think that during the Easter egg hunt at the White House that the Easter Bunny is going to be pulling Trump away from the crowd like they did with Biden or what?
That's a good question. The answer is, if anybody tried to pull Donald Trump away from either the Easter Bunny or the Premier of Italy or the President of Ukraine, he'd probably get a fistful of fist.
Yeah.
But you remember last year with Biden, right?
I do. There was some, and there was a stupid-looking bunny-outfitted, it's probably his wife. Yes.
And
probably
his pulling
wife,
him away from the pulling him away. The
and
guy.
I can guarantee you there'll be no, this year there'll be no tranny flashing this year.
I don't think there will be. That's for sure. Hey, guys, you have a wonderful Easter, both of you. And
you too, my friend.
We'll be talking next week. I'll be looking forward to it.
You got it.
Thanks, Angelo. Thanks, Andrew.
You're welcome. Have a happy Easter.
Yeah, the same to you, buddy. All right, we're going to take our break. And as promised, we will be talking about the Golden Dome Defense Project. And also, how about this? The top 10 best free dating sites.
She's simply awesome.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You know, there's an old saying that a family-run business gives you the best product. Well, that's surely the case with Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. Andrew, his daughter, and his grandson specialize in the best men's haircuts in Tampa Bay, and Andrew's been at it for over 50 years. So give them a try. They're located in the Overcash Plaza just north of 580 Main Street in Dunedin. Call first for your appointment, men, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
It's a new year, and for many property owners, time to assess the health and vitality of their shrubs and trees. ArborLife Tree Service can give all of your trees a health check and, where needed, a pruning and trimming to make sure they not only remain vibrant, but won't pose a danger during any of Tampa Bay's upcoming storms. Why not call ArborLife today for a free estimate? 727-330-1999. That's 727-330-1999. ArborLife Tree Service. They really will go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back for the final segment, Freedom Works, as we start an Easter weekend. We thank you so much for finding time to listen to us. By the way, when you're busy, like this weekend you will be, I'm sure, you don't have to listen to us live because thanks to Big Ed, he's put all of our programs at your service on our website. You can go and listen to our shows that we've done anytime. All you need to do is go to OurFreedomWorks.com. That's O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com, and click on the podcast link at the top. It will open up a window that will show you our programs, with most recent programs at the top, and Ed shows you who the guest is, so you don't have to wonder before you start listening. And the topic with the guest, also the top 10, OurFreedomWorks.com. So, Elon Musk's SpaceX and two of its partners have emerged as frontrunners to build part of Donald Trump's Golden Dome missile defense system, reportedly. SpaceX is teaming up with software maker Palantir and defense technology company Anduril for a joint bid, with all three companies meeting with top officials in the administration and at the Pentagon to pitch the proposal. Now, the plan is to build and launch 400 to or up to more than 1,000 satellites that would track the movement of missiles around the globe. Now, that is one heck of a huge project. And then a fleet of 200 attack satellites armed with missiles or lasers would then eliminate enemy projectiles. Holy Toledo. Can you imagine all of the brain power that would have to go into something like that? So now it's a, you know, the White House is not talking about it. SpaceX is not talking about it. It's a report, and we'll see just how far everything goes along with that. But, you know, Israel's got some sort of a defense system that works very well. And
yeah, they have the Iron Dome.
Iron Dome, and we would have the Golden Dome. So somewhere Ronald Reagan is looking down and saying, good for you that you guys are getting that. All right, Ed. Before we get to our top 10, and I think this is of interest to a lot of people, the top 10 best free dating sites, the playoffs in the NHL begin tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Tampa Bay Lightning will be hosting.
Tuesday they start.
Oh, they start Tuesday. Yes. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I thought it was tomorrow, Saturday.
Well, I don't know, but the Lightnings don't start till Tuesday.
Tuesday. Gotcha.
They have two games at home against Florida.
The Florida Panthers.
Two away, one back.
Yeah. Whatever. So is it best of five in the first round?
I think it is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds right. They've been looking good. Now, they lost the last game, which was, I think it was yesterday. But I don't know that they, you know, because nothing was going to change.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
Yeah, Vasilevsky, the goalie, is not.
So are you going to be watching any of those playoff games?
Yeah, I'll watch that. I've been watching them lately. So, yeah. Yeah, I'll watch that.
Okay, great. Anything else of interest as we get into the Easter weekend that we need to mention about any sports contests or is baseball... does baseball play during Easter, on Easter Sunday?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
No question. No problem at
all. You got the draft at the end of the week.
Oh, you do?
The NFL draft Thursday.
Oh, okay. That'll be interesting. Yeah. Who's the top? Is there a top candidate that you know of?
No. You know, between now and then, half of them will run themselves out of the first round.
They
with
will?
With their mouths. Yeah, a couple have already have.
They have? Wow. Yeah. Okay.
You know, where I'll play, where I won't play.
Oh, they're stupid.
I demand this, I demand that.
How stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Ed. It is time for our top 10. These are the top 10 best free dating sites. It comes from the website top10.com. It says here, Pew Research Center shows that nearly 3 in 10 U.S. adults have tried online dating. Many have found meaningful relationships. Our expert team thoroughly reviewed and compared the best free dating sites and apps, evaluating their fee, their paid features, their quality of matches, their ease of use, reliability, safety, and security. Also, customer feedback and demographics. All right? So with that in mind, here are the top 10. Number 10.
Get on the drums.
Dating.com. Apparently, it's a cross-culture dating and travel partners site. So if you really love traveling, you get on that one. Okay. Number 9. Stir. STIR. Like stir the pot. Or stir your cup of coffee. And it says here it's best for single parents. Single parents. So you got a kid and you're no longer married, you're divorced. Stir. All right. Number 8. Black people meet.
Sounds a little racist to me. You know?
I don't think I got to describe this one to you, Ed.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you this, Ed. You need not apply.
Yeah.
How's that sound? Best for black singles is what it is.
Isn't that about wrong, though? I mean, flip it.
White people meet?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, I think you're right. But, you know, let's be honest. We could talk for hours on that.
I mean,
subject.
I don't care. It's
no,
fine.
I know
fine.
You don't. Yeah.
There are people that date only black people. There are people that date only white people.
Yeah.
But if you bring that up, it's, you know, whatever.
Black people meet. All right. Number 7. Christian Mingle.
Yeah, those are church people.
Best for Christians.
Yeah.
Yeah, church people. Right, you are. Number 6. Zoosk. Z-O-O-S-K. Zoosk. Best for behavioral matchmaking. Behavioral. I guess it's like, well, I love dancing, so, or there's a certain behavior. I don't know, actually.
Mm.
Behavioral. Anyway, number 5. Our Time. O-U-R-T-I-M-E. Our Time. It's best for older people. If you're over 50.
Mm-hmm.
For singles over 50, Our Time. Number 4. Whoop. Did I hear a cup?
Yeah.
Number 4 is Elite Singles. It's all one word. Elite Singles. It's best for professionals, okay? So I guess if you're, you know, I don't know what, a blue-collar worker, you may not want to join that site. All right, number 3, Silver Singles.
Mm.
What do you think that one's for?
Yeah, I think you're up there again.
Yeah, best for seniors is exactly what it's called. Silver Singles, all one word. Number 2, listen to this one, Ed. Be naughty. B-E.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's a real dating site.
It says here, be naughty. B-E-N-A-U-G-H-T-Y. Best for hookups.
Yeah, I was just going to say
hookups.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily long term. Yeah, is that what we're trying to say there?
Yeah.
Okay, Ed. Let's find out. And I've heard of this one. It's quite popular. Let's see if you can guess. What's the number one best free dating site?
I don't know because there's so many out there.
Okay. There used to be one called Match.com.
Right. But you got to pay for that.
That's true. You're right. Maybe that's it. It's eHarmony.
Oh, eHarmony. Yeah, are they still around?
eHarmony. Best dating site and app overall is eHarmony. I think they do a lot of research to put people together on that.
I know
one.
They're strict because a friend of mine applied for it and he was denied.
Oh, denied. That's interesting. Okay. All right. You have a wonderful Easter weekend. And think about the religious aspect, you Christians. In the meantime, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. And remember, freedom works. Please don't.